Good morning. This is Radio North Sea International broadcasting in the 49 meter band at 6,205 kilohertz. Well, 3 minutes after 9 o'clock, Greenwich Mean Time, 3 minutes after 10 o'clock, Central European Time. That's a Paul Bay, along with A.J. Barnes for the next hour, entertaining you before we rejoin the regular service on this Sunday. Radio North Sea International broadcasting on the 49-meter band at 6,205 kilohertz. And since it is a Sunday, the day following Monday, and the day, or let's call that the day following Saturday, and just before Monday, the Sunday. First evening after 9 o'clock, Greenwich Mean Time, was now joined A.J. Barnes and R.I. Gosiak.
Beaming DX information and offshore news to the world, this is 6205 Radio North Sea International with special programming in the 49-meter European band. J. Barron, inviting you to stay tuned as North Sea goes DX. This is a Radio North Sea DX News Bulletin. All times given are in Greenwich Mean Time.
Tune to the shortwave service of Radio Nordsee International from the radio ship Milo 2 on 6.205 kHz in the 49-meter band.
Vous êtes à l'écoute des émissions d'ondes courtes de Radio Nordsee International du bateau Radio Milo 2 à l'ancre dans la mer du Nord. Nous diffusons sur 6205 kHz dans la bande de 49 mètres.
Vom Radioschiff Milo 2 hören Sie den Kurzwellendienst von Radio Nordsee International auf 6205 kHz in 49 Meter Band.
U bent afgestemd op de korte golfdienst van Radio North Sea International, die wordt uitgezonden vanaf het radiozendschip Mebo 2 op 6205 kHz in de 49 meter band.
Aquí las emisiones de ondas cortas de Radio North Sea International, desde el barco transmisor Mebo 2 en el Mar del Norte. Radiamos sobre 6.205 kilociclos en la banda de 49 metros.
Camel filter. Much milder. A really great cigarette. Camel filter. 25 for 1 guilder and 75 cents.
Yeah, it's a great fun.
Yeah.
continuous series on offshore radio history, we present the Noordzee International Story, Part 1. Man of Action by Les Reed and his orchestra, the Radio Noordzee International Station theme, and as such, a unique piece of music which has, as no other melody before in the history of offshore radio, been used time and time again to indicate either triumph, distress, joy, a cry for help, or simply to remind you that you are listening to Radio Noordzee International from Bemibo 2 in international waters. Sailing smoothly now, but do you remember the early days of RNI? As on March the 3rd, 1968, the Carolines disappeared from the offshore scene, the larger part of Western Europe was left with no free-choice music channel, was left with the almost legendary boredom of state-run radio. As a result, various plans were made to revive Radio Caroline or to start a new offshore station. Unfortunately, all attempts in that direction failed. Yet, one of these unsuccessful plans would later on result in the bringing about of Radio Noordzee International. At the end of 1968, a Swiss advertising agency intended to set up an offshore station with programs directed to Germany. Large sums were invested in the renovation of the former American minesweeper Galaxy, which had served for Radio London from December 1964 to August 14, 1967, when the station closed down and the ship left for Hamburg in Germany. Two Swiss businessmen, Mr. Erwin Meister and Mr. Edwin Bollier, owners of Mibo Limited in Zurich, were contracted by this advertising agency for supplying technical equipment and overhauling the transmitting installation. However, when works were well underway, the Swiss advertising agency backed out and the project collapsed. In the meantime, though, Mr. Meister and Mr. Bollier had both become so fascinated by the offshore radio idea that they were determined to launch a pop broadcasting station on the high seas, whatever the odds. As the Galaxy was in such a bad state that it would be too dangerous an adventure to use it as a permanent base for a radio station in a so often stormy North Sea, a better ship was looked out for, and just after Easter 1969, a Norwegian coaster was bought and christened Mibo 1, using the first two letters of their respective names, Meister and Bollier. Soon it was realized, though, that the Mibo 1 would in fact be too small to serve as a radio station, and that it would be of greater use as a tender. Shortly after that, a bigger and better ship, the Silvretta, the Swiss freighter, was purchased and renamed Mibo 2. As a matter of fact, at present, the original name, Silvretta, can still be seen on the ship's bell. In some 3 months' time, the Mibo 2, 60 meters long and 9 meters wide, with a displacement of 570 BRT, was refitted in the harbor of Rotterdam and was turned into the most modern broadcasting vessel in the history of offshore radio. Four transmitters had been installed in the hold of the ship, as well as two modern studios, spacious cabins for the DJs, a television room, and various other facilities to make the long weeks spent on board somewhat more comfortable. Towering a 46-meter-high aerial mast, the Mibo 2 left Rotterdam for Scheveningen on the 22nd of January 1970. And the evening of the same day, the ship sailed for international waters and anchored just outside the three-mile limit of Noordwijk aan Zee. One day later, on the 23rd of January, the VHF carrier went on the air on channel 50. The Roden Schwarz FM transmitter has a power of 1 kilowatt and provides clear reception in the greater Scheveningen area. Some days later, tests with the 105 RCA medium-wave transmitter commenced on 1605 kHz, 186 meters, and a 10 kilowatt Brown Boveri shortwave transmitter came on the air on 6210 kHz in the 49-meter European band. The first DJ crew consisted of Horst Reiner and Hannibal for the German program, and Roger Figgidae, Andy the dancer Archer, Carl Mitchell, and Alan West for the English program. On the 28th of February, 1970, at 1800 hours, the first official program went on the air, starting just before 1800 hours with a tribute to Big L, as Big Lil, the Radio London team, was aired.
That's the Beatles, that time on Radio North International. A very good evening to you, and that's called Let It Be Me, their new single for the Amp Table. This is Roger Figgidae with you on Radio North International. I have my German colleague.
Ich habe keine Schwierigkeiten hier im Studio 2, aber das legt sich alles noch irgendwie. Auf alle Fälle, liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer, Sie hören hier die 8 Besten von Radio Nordsee International. Hit Sound, Sound, Radio Nordsee International. Wir hatten zu Beginn die Beatles mit Let It Be und starten gleich den nächsten Hit Sound, Sound.
Reaction in Western Europe was incredible. In a matter of days, over 50,000 letters arrived at the Zurich headquarters from all over the world. At night, the medium wave transmission was picked up as far as Australia, Israel, Greenland, and various places in Africa. The shortwave transmission provided, apart from an occasional whistling sound, good reception throughout Europe and areas even further afield, like the United States of America, New Zealand, and again Australia, from where several reception reports were received, and that less than a week after the official start of the program. At the end of March 1970, the transmitting plans were changed. Contrary to an earlier plan to anchor the ship near the Belgian coast, the Mebo 2 was moved to positions off Clacton-on-Sea to improve reception conditions during the day in England. At first, the broadcast continued on 186 meters medium wave. To avoid interference to ship-to-shore communications, the wavelength was soon changed to 190 meters. Unlike millions of RNI listeners in the United Kingdom, the British government was not very pleased with the arrival of the Mebo 2 in international waters off the English coast, and the Postmaster General saw to it that the broadcasts were continuously jammed. RNI again changed frequency and broadcast on 1385 kHz, 217 meters, but again, reception was widely interfered with by jamming. Finally, RNI changed its frequency to 1230 kHz, 244 meters, next to Radio 1. The jamming continued, however. It became so severe that at the time it was almost impossible to receive the program. On May 27, 1970, a regular short Morse signal was added to the usual jam tone, to the effect that also the transmission of the French station ORTF on 242 meters, 1241 kHz, was interfered with in the north of France and Belgium. The ORTF, after having been promptly advised of this situation by Telex, saw to it that a protest was lodged with the British administration early in June. In London, thousands demonstrated against the jamming of RNI and in support of free radio, as it was known that the Conservative Party's attitude to commercial radio was more favourable than that of the Labour Party. RNI openly supported the Tories. During the election campaign, RNI operated under the name Radio Caroline International.
Thank you. you are kidding, Mr. Wilson, or as Andy would say, who do you think? Anyway, that's a very beautiful song, and we hope that you all get the lyrics to it this coming Sunday, 3 o'clock, at Speaker's Corner, and you march down to number 10 Downing Street, and you do your thing. We want all you people. I was just upstairs, and it's absolutely beautiful outside. I mean, if I have to give a weather report, the sun is shining, it's on its way down, and the sea is calm, and it's just fantastic.
The FM transmission on channel 43, 100 megahertz, was not jammed, and so we can let you hear an off-air recording of a Mark Wilde and Woolly Wesley show on Radio Caroline International.
This is Radio Caroline International, broadcasting from 51 degrees, 42 minutes and 30 seconds north, 1 degree, 17 minutes east, on 244 meters, 1230 kilocycles in the medium waveband. And in FM, channel 43, 100 megacycles. Mailing address of Radio Caroline is PO Box 113, Zurich 804 in Switzerland. On the air, 24 hours a day, Europe's only all-day music station, this is Radio Caroline International. She is so sound of the bell, correct time from Bulova was 4 o'clock. Bulova, who invented Accutron, the electronic tuning fork watch. Now Radio Caroline News at 4 o'clock with Alan West. First, the 6 hours of voting in this general election has brought varied reports on the turnout. That was Radio Caroline News at 3 minutes past 4. That's at 10 o'clock tonight for the Caroline Election Results Service throughout the night. Next news at 5 o'clock, now the Mark Wesley program.
There you are, that's one from Mungo, Jerry. Taking us into the second hour of the Mark Wesley program.
Thanks very much indeed, Alan West.
Okay.
Now for the news, then we'll be having more news in exactly 53 minutes time, because that means it's at 5 o'clock. In the meantime, we have another wireless record.
Oh, let's get back to normal. Unfortunate son. Oh, but incidentally, if you've got a slow boiler, don't forget, get your kettles on now, because you're going to have a cup of tea at quarter past 4 o'clock.
Switch on your geeter.
You need a geeter, either.
The Tories won, but contrary to their explicit promise to silence the jammer at once, the interference continued. As a result, RNI decided to return to positions of the Scheveningen coast. Transmissions were stopped at 1100 hours after a short announcement 10 minutes earlier. The ship raised her anchor and returned to Holland, observing complete radio silence as ordered by Mr. Bollier, until the following morning at 0530 hours. The big moment, the big question, would the jammer too resume its activities? As Miss Eva Fister put it in a telex from Ebo Limited, we are crossing our fingers. And for once, luck was on our side. It was a great moment to be able to listen to RNI's medium wave transmission again without having to put up with the caprices of a killjoy administration. But all problems were not over yet. On July 30th, 1970, the Dutch authorities kindly informed the Zurich office that a transmission of RNI on 244 meters was interfering in some areas of Holland with a broadcast of Hilversum 3 on 240 meters. As a result, at 12 minutes to 2 on the same day, RNI was not for 2 days for transmitter adjustment to 217 meters, 1385 kilohertz. Also on the 30th of July, a new transformator for the 31 meter band transmitter was taken on board, replacing the previous one, which had burnt out after a mere couple of hours testing a few weeks earlier. On the 7th of August, in the afternoon, the 31 meter band outlet on 9940 kilohertz was inaugurated. It was on that day that yours truly set foot on board the Mebo 2 for the very first time. From then onwards, with finally both the 49 and 31 meter band transmitters on the air, the station announced itself as the sound of Europe and the voice of the world. During the penultimate weekend in August, RNI made a final frequency change to 1367 kHz, 220 meters. And then came Saturday, August 29th, 1970, a day we won't forget easily. We remind you that the calls for help you will hear now are mere recordings.
We're on the tug, ready to board the Mevo 2. So anyone and everyone in the saving area, along with the trip, and so on, if they could come out to the Mevo 2 as soon as possible.
We'd very much appreciate the Euro trips, the trips, and anybody else, including, of course, none other than... What's that little boat which comes out here? The Baver?
The rudder.
The rudder.
On the 31 meter band, because there's likely to be seawater around the aerial.
We must apologise to our listeners on 31 meters, because we're now going off the air. I do apologise, 31 meter listeners, we're now going off the air. And, sorry, the 49, just 49. Which we're not quite sure which one's going off. The 31 meter is now off the air. The 31 meter transmitter is now off the air. 31 meter is now off the air. This is Radio North Sea International. The 49 meter is now off the air as well. This is Radio North Sea International, currently transmitting on 220 meters. That's 1367 kilocycles in the medium wave band, and also in VHF channel 44, 100 megacycles.
We'd like to continue to make these announcements so that all concerned know exactly what's happening out here on the Mevo 2.
A few seconds after the first emergency message was broadcast, which was picked up personally by Mr. Bollier in Zurich, everybody in the R&I organization tried to contact Mr. Meister and Mr. Tremaine, program director, who were in Scheveningen. As soon as Mr. Meister heard the news, he rushed to the ship together with Larry Tremaine and Dick Roos. Stand by for further recordings of that eventful afternoon.
Time now, 20 minutes to 4 o'clock. This is an account of what exactly happened this afternoon. At approximately 25 minutes to 2 this afternoon, the tug Husky from Willemstad was sighted from the ship, from our ship Mebo. Also the launch Viking, which is registered in Panama. We'll give you details of the ships in just a few moments. And a certain Kees Manders, owner of nightclubs in Amsterdam, came aboard to talk about taking over the ship. Now, it appears that Kees Manders had some sort of business agreement with us at some time, but it was never signed, and he was never in actual fact a director of this company, and he now feels that he wishes to take the ship away from us. In our own way, we are prepared, but we do need some help, so please stand by in case there's any way in which you can help us. Details of the ships are the tug Husky, H-U-S-K-Y, H-U-S-K-E, from Willemstad. The tug Husky from Willemstad in Holland, which is owned by Mr. Erma. I do believe the ship is registered to Curaçao and is flying the Curaçao flag and also the Dutch flag. The launch which was escorting the tug was named Viking, V-I-K-I-N-G. V-E-K-E-N-G. Launched Viking, registered in Panama, flying a Panamanian flag, and owned by Mr. Erroman. And the owner, Mr. Erroman, was on board. His name is spelled E-R-R-E-M-A-N. A-R-R-A-M-R-N. And Mr. Erroman was on board the launch Viking. Since our own tender, the trip from Scheveningen came out this afternoon, the ships have disappeared, and we expect them to arrive at any time. We don't know when they'll arrive. They're obviously hidden behind the fog somewhere. Maybe they've gone away altogether. We're trying to monitor them on the radar. At the present time, we have no more information for you. That's the story so far. We are prepared, but we do need help. We may need help, so if you can help us in any way, please stand by. Thank you very much. You're tuned to Radio North Sea International. It's 3:45, quarter for fear. This is Radio North Sea International, the voice of Europe, the sound of the world, on the air 24 hours daily. Radio North Sea International broadcasts from the radio ship Mebo 2, anchored in international waters at latitude 52 degrees, 10 minutes, 12 seconds north. That's latitude 52 degrees, 10 minutes, 12 seconds north. Longitude 4 degrees, 13 minutes, 30 seconds east. Longitude 4 degrees, 13 minutes and 30 seconds east on the following frequencies. 217 meters at 220 meters in the medium wave band, that's 1367 kilocycles.
VHF, channel 44, 100 megacycles, and in the shortwave 49-meter band, 6.2 megacycles, and to the world on 31 meters, 9.94 megacycles. Our postal address, post office box 113, 8047, Zurich, in Switzerland.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very sorry for the inconvenience today that you've had, but unfortunately we've had problems out here. And I'm glad the disc jockeys have done their part in keeping you informed, and that's what R&I plans to do, is keep you informed of everything that goes on out here. I am out here right now with the owner of Radio North Sea International from Bebo Limited in Zurich, Switzerland. And we hope we don't have too many problems. At the moment, the ships have pulled off, but we are sure, as they have told us, that they are coming back. They have brought a child and a woman on one of the ships to kind of deter us from doing anything to them, although it is our intention, as the owner of the station has said to the captain of the trip that brought us out here, only the agent from the shipping company in Holland, myself, and the owner, Mr. Erwin Meister, has come out to the Meebo. Many people wanted to come out to help us. We told them they could not come on our ship. We are not interested in any fights. We are not interested in any deaths at sea. This station is not around to make trouble. This station is around to provide you with musical entertainment. And this is the reason that we asked only the shipping agent, Mr. Erwin Meister, and myself, Larry Tremaine, to come out here to the Meebo 2 to see what the problem was. We have contacted our attorneys, our solicitors in Holland, and we are trying to do our utmost to do the best for you. So please stay tuned. Thank you all very much for lighting up the switchboard at the Grand Hotel. We appreciate that very much. Also, thank you very much for lighting up the switchboard in Zurich. As I understand, all the lines were flooded, showing your continued support for Radio North Sea International.
As Mr. Bollier put it a few days after the attack, now the battle's won. Since we started broadcasting at the end of January, everything has gone even worse than the greatest pessimist could have feared, and just as our enemies hoped, not much more can go wrong. But more shocking events were lying ahead. Tune in next month to part two of the Nordsee International story. In the production of this program, this is yours truly, A.J. Behrens, B-E-I-R-E-N-S, wishing each and every one of you good DXing, and until we meet again on the air next month, it's bye-bye and cheerio.
Albert J. Barnes right there, City of A, Radio North Sea International. 7 minutes now before 10 o'clock Greenwich Mean Time, and listen next month for part two of the Radio North Sea International Goes BX and the history of such stations. These are the fortunes getting us up much close to 10 o'clock. And we'll be rejoining our stock service on the 2-0 in the medium ways. Fortunes now 4 minutes before 10 o'clock on Radio North Sea International, and here comes that rainy day feeling again.
All hit music power.